Hey everybody, Pam at the Paper Outpost here. Hey, want to use up some scrap paper and make some fun things with it in your junk journal that are super easy and also use up these little guys that seem to multiply when we're not looking? Okay, so here's one example. I just made a little tree. Okay, it's looking a little Christmassy, but you know, it's still a happy little tree in my forest. And it's purple and green to go with the fall jewel tones. And I just wrote in some fun little sentiments in there. I just thought it'd be more fun to write them than stamp them. And I just went for it. So it says, be happy, share joy, enjoy life, let laughter in, smile every day, spend time in nature, and give yourself a big hug. And so this is, as you can see, a very simple project. But it does decorate one junk journal page. And it also uses up scraps, and it's quick and easy to do. So we're going to do this one, and then I'm going to show you a different one. Actually, maybe we'll just do the different one, because this one is pretty self-explanatory. So basically, you just take strips, and you glue them to the paper in descending width or length. But there are a few little tricks, which I didn't see until the very end. So maybe I will show you this one. But actually... Oh, back and forth, back and forth. I'll show it to you. Shush, Pam, just do it. Just do it. Okay. So, but then I thought, why can't we use other papers? So I was working on some stuff the other day with these colorful papers, and I have some extra scraps. So let's go ahead and just use some of these. This is scrapbook paper. It's two-sided. Any paper will work here. You could even use magazine pages. That would look really cool. I have a Kewl that would look very Kewl. This is a little mole or a vole or something like that. But isn't he cute? He's so cute. But I might use him. Oh, we might use he's really cute. I don't know if I can cut him up. No, I'll just go back to these colorful papers. All right, so I have some colorful papers this time. And I thought I would do the same concept and just see how it looks different. I have a little, look what I got. I got one of these guys. Yep, one of these, so I could sit here and cut with you straight lines quickly in front of the camera. So let's just cut a bunch of these lines, because my ability to cut a straight line is very limited. Whoop, let me shrink you down a little bit. Whoop, didn't quite get that all the way. That's okay. So let's just cut a bunch, and maybe you already have a bunch, and maybe we'll use some of the white ones too, because they're here. And how is your day going? I hope you're having fun. Sunny Bumpkins is doing just fine. He's all like his old self again, and we're 2 days away from getting the stitches out, so we're very excited for him. Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Had a little puppy surgery, but everything went very well, and we're so happy he's feeling better, and that makes all of us feel better, and life is good around the farm again. That's what I can tell you. Yep. happy puppy, happy life, right? And my husband says, happy wife, happy life. I say, happy puppy, happy life. Okay. So now this, because it's two-sided, will actually give us some options here. So now I just get a bunch of strips of whatever you have. I've got some white strips. We can mix those in, but maybe I want to do maybe some red. Maybe like we're not at Christmas yet. We're like inching. We're inching. And yeah, you can do what you want. It's your junk journal, right? Just have fun with it. I guess I'm a little excited about Christmas this year. I don't know why, because it sounds like kind of fun. I'm ready for Christmas cookies. It's not even Halloween yet. I should be eating Halloween candy. Okay, truth be told, I did eat Halloween candy last night. And you know what the worst of it is? I ordered it from Canada. You know, that's not the worst of it. That was actually the best of it, because I don't know if you guys know here, but oh my gosh, Canadian chocolate is so good. Did she say that with a weak quiver in her voice? Yes, that's because it's that good. Yeah, so I grew up eating. I'm from Canada originally, and I grew up eating Aero bars and Smarties and things that they don't have here. Oh, and Coffee Crisp chocolate bar. And when you would get these things in your Halloween bag, they would be instantly segregated to the really good pile. You know what I mean? And okay, so we're going to make the base of the tree. I'm just using This is a lightly, I think it's a tea-dyed page, actually, but these colors will pop against it. So I think we can go with that. Let me bring you a little closer. Okay, there we go. And I don't think it really matters if they're all the exact same size or not, but you need a little base. So let's create a little base. I have this. So this is going to be my stump, my tree log on the bottom. And maybe I want it to pop a little bit more. So maybe I'm going to brown it up with, what do we got today? We got walnut stain. Let me take this a little closer. Oh, no. Let's actually go here and take you further back. I'll get a sharper image for you. There we go. Okay. Focus. Okay. I should really get my glasses on. Where are they? Sally, did you move them? Where'd you put my glasses? Oh, they're in the drawer of the glasses drawer. Okay. I actually have a glasses drawer. Isn't that crazy? Right, and I swear I have about 15 pair in there. I went into my truck the other day and I have about, I don't know, probably 12 pair of sunglasses in there. Because I'm always losing them. I can never find them. So this is, if I inundate myself with them, apparently I will always have a pair available. And, okay, so let's decide our base. Okay. And maybe you could give it like a slight angle. It doesn't have to be really angled, but if you want to get all fancy town, and that's even like going over the edge. You don't even have to do that. No, that's not necessary, but we will put our base down. All right. I'm using Scotch Create glue stick. You can use any glue stick or any glue for this product. It's very easy. And this is just one of those, you know, I just feel like playing with the paper today. I'm not making any masterpieces. I am just goofing around and having a good time. And you can be any background you like. It could have music paper or it could have a book page behind it. It would look actually really cool on a book page. Too late, didn't think about that now. Okay, so here, let's do the bottom of our tree. And you can ink these or not ink these. And maybe I will not ink these. Okay, let's try that. Not inking these. Okay, so this is my wide one on the bottom. They don't even have to totally attach. There can be like air. This time I'm going to go on a bit of an angle. Yeah, I know, right? What is she doing? This is going to be a very interesting hodgepodge tree. And it's a tree that grows in the magic forest of my imagination. And I promise you, you have trees that grow there too. Yes, and they all look different, and they make no sense, and but they're wonderful to come out onto your journal pages. So if you have any inclinations, now is the time to pull out your inclinations. Okay, so here we do this one. Okay, so what you want to do is, you want to be kind of a little shorter each way, each time you cut it, or more of an angle. And then, so just cut up a bunch of strips. Just cut up a bunch. Let's do that. Let's cut up a bunch. All right. That'll be easier and faster. Where's all the red ones? Here's a bunch of red ones. Okay. We'll just do random. Making more strips out of strips. I don't know if I'm going to use the white. It might be too white. But let's just use some color. That's kind of pretty. We can't get that. Oh, we can get it here. There we go. And we can always change it. We can change the lengths as we go. But we're just getting some ready, maybe some shorter, maybe some longer, whatever it is. Okay, so put those over there. And now we're going to glue the next one. Maybe go on a little bit of an angle. Maybe make you a little shorter. Okay. And yeah, let's just see how this all goes. I have no idea, but let's just give it a go. All right. I saw something like this on Pinterest, and I'm trying to remember how it went. And you know how when you're trying to remember, it's gone. It's like you don't remember the exact process, but you sort of remember. So you're trying to, maybe I'm going to ink this one just to give it a little distinction from the background paper. So are you having fun with your papers today? Just grab a pile. Grab a pile and let's glue and cut and paste together. Yeah, this could be just easy breezy. And this is just one page in a journal. Just remember that. It's one page in a journal. And a journal is full of many pages. And you can decorate as many or as few as you like. This is kind of like the topply turvily journal, or not journal. This is a Christmas tree. I guess it's an evergreen tree that would like to be a Christmas tree one day. But right now it's still in the forest. So it's just a very colorful little guy. Okay. So I think the concept is that you have these like imaginary lines that are here, and you're trying to keep your little tips in that in the lines. And that way, it can you can build your tree with different lengths of these things. I'm going to make skinnier ones. All right, just do the old-fashioned way. Pam's old-fashioned cutting. Look at that, going for a straight line. Bah-ha-ha. Bah-ha-ha. Okay, no laughing. I hear you. I hear you out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 17 million cutting devices, and she hand cuts it. Okay, let's try there. And we need some more variety here. Where'd all my variety go? I had all this variety. It's gone. Okay, let me give him another red one and see how long do we want you to be. Okay. All right, maybe do it there. And the old thumb trick, very easy. Okay. We'll just go across. Staying in the borders. Okay, that's good. Maybe you want to only work with two or three different colors and things like that. That's fine. Maybe you want to work with 100 colors. That's fine too. Yep. Okay, it would be nice if you could cut straight, Pam. It would look so much better. Oh, well. I need a different color. I need maybe one of these now. One of these crazy, like, mod 60 colors. Yeah, let's do that. And I don't really know the appropriate time to stop. You know, maybe just keep going until it looks done. Yeah, that could be. That could be a little skinnier. Okay. Okay, there we go. Kind of working with the shoop of it all. Let's see how we keep going here. All right. Here's another little piece of paper, please. A little piece of paper. Okay, we have you. You could be used for something. What are you doing over here? Go away. Sometimes they're just so excited to be... There's actually a perforation here, which is a perfect straight line, which I could use that. Yes, use the gifts that are given to you. Is there already a perforation? Use it. Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. Get you there. You look like a little rough around the edges. Maybe I need to trim you a little shorter. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. All right. Going along the lines. Okay. There we're building. The zone. See how it's looking quite different from the other one, which is gosh knows where. Does anybody remember where I put that one? Was it page 47? I have no idea. Here it is. So completely different look, but two concepts of trees in a fall-related journal. So just kind of fun you can have with paper. This is sort of just multimedia mishmash going on here. And multimedia, mixed media. Obviously, not knowing the terms very well. Okay, let's just try that. Okay, so that fits. And let's try one of these guys. He seems to be perfectly fit. That would be very nice. He's already cut and looking good. Quite the little crisscross design seems to work well. So you can kind of crisscross your way to the top. And, you know, it's almost like it's an already decorated tree. Isn't that cool? I mean, here, we can use the back sides of these. I think that's neat. We don't need to quite that long. Let's see here. Okay. Whoop, not quite that long either. We're getting closer to the top. All right. This tree is coming to a point very quickly. And will it have a little hat on it? Or will it be... Do we need this one next? Or maybe a red one? I don't know. Oh, and this guy. I haven't one. Oh. Where did that... Hang on. Let me check. I'm checking my papers. Doing a double cross check because I seem to be... hang on. Where's my variety? I had variety here and it seems to have left me or else I used it all. How could I have used it all? I thought there was a whole big piece. Hang on. Start flipping over some papers. Ah, there you go. There you go. Now we're talking. Okay. I think I have to cut this in half. I do. Bring out that gizmo. I had a Fiskar one of these and I got rid of it. Now I wish I had it back. This one is okay. It's not great. It was an inexpensive one on Amazon or eBay or something. It works. You know, it works fine. But I think the Fiskar felt a little crisper. I don't know. It was like a better, tighter crunch or something. Something about it. But just my own personal take on it. Maybe it's just because I know the brand or something. But yeah, I do like the Fiskars. Okay. We'll just ink this guy up a little bit. This is where my fingers get really inky. This is how it happens, live and on camera. Here we go. So yeah, it's a nice morning here. It was a nice cool walk today in the morning. We walked at about 5. That's too long. Okay, 5:30 we were walking. And get the day rolling. Got to get some blood flowing to these this crafter's bottom. You know what I mean? And if I don't do it then, I won't do it. So it's really important that I get out in the morning. And I encourage you to, like, if you can, not everybody can, I know, but if you can, move a little. And even if you're sitting stationary or you're lying in the bed or you're sitting in the chair, you know, do some isometric just movements, like where you just contract your muscles sitting still. You can still move even without moving. So it's good for you, for your back and stuff. Because I know we all have like crafter neck and crafter back and all that stuff. But we love our craft so much. We just endure. So I think the thing is to change the angle a little bit as you go, kind of like a wavering sort of thing. And this is actually looking better than I thought. You know how sometimes things go that way? You're thinking like, oh no, this is not going to look good. This is going to be crazy. Why are you doing this? And all of a sudden, you see a turn. I don't know. But this would be cute for the front of a Christmas card too, wouldn't it? That would be just adorbs. Yes, it would. Yes. Okay, they were almost at the top. And now we have to like make a quintessential decision of what the top of this tree is going to be. Is it going to be a star? Is it going to be a this or a that? Okay, so there's a lot of color going on in the tree. So maybe I want to have a simple star. Maybe I could cut something out of this book page and make it the top. That might be cute. Let me see if I have a paper punch that might work. All right. Okay, here's my drawer of paper punches. Let's see. It'd be nice if I used some of them sometime. Oh, gosh. I got an owl. A little owl shape. Oh, he's upside down. An owl shape. Let me see if I can get this in there. Probably. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Oh, we got him. There he is. Maybe a little owl sitting on top. He kind of disappears up there, doesn't he? Maybe we'll put something behind him so he shows up a little bit more. Oh, maybe let's take a heart. Because this is abstract art. I mean, there's no rules here. I mean, what are we getting all excited about? It's no big deal, right? No. So I'm going to take a heart. He won't pop that well against yellow. Let me give him something to pop better against. If you were going to pop, what were you going to pop against? All right, I'm going deep. Gray? No. Go back in there, Pam. Dig deeper. Okay, I have this. Greeny? Yeah, that's good. That might work. He's not going to pop against that. You need something blue or something like, come on, go deeper. All right, I'm in here. I'm digging in my scrap pile. Oh, it's very big in here. There's no shortage of stuff to pick from. Come on, man, pull out something. Oh, here we go. Look at that. This is a avocado dyed junk mail envelope. So let me see if I can cut this. Oh yeah, it cut good. So I thought maybe if I put that there, put this little guy on there, will he show better? Maybe we should just get rid of him completely and just put the... All right, we're just going to, well, you know, we'll put you off to the side somewhere. I think you'll show up better there. But I like the idea of having this little heart on top. And isn't that cute? Where you sit there and just punch out some stuff and you have some really cute stuff to work with. Okay, let's ink you up a little bit. So you pop little crisp edges on you. We'll make you a heart tree topper. How come we never put hearts on our trees on the top? You know, we always put stars. That's which is very nice. There's nothing wrong with a star. Must be like related to the, you know, the Bethlehem star, something like that. But you know, a heart is a nice thing too. And this is a tree for all seasons. So there we go. It's going to be a heart. Yeah. We'll save the star for the Christmas tree because this is just a very fancy forest tree, in my opinion. Highly fancy. There we go. All right. So now maybe we're going to have an owl in the scene somewhere. Since you're here, I'm going to make use of you. Yes. All these little scraps, you need to become something. Will you please become something? Just become something. Yes, please. What is that? You know, you make something trying to use up scraps and you end up making more scraps. It's like never ending. Okay, are you like a flying? You might be flying. Or you could be sitting on the corner. There. How about that? There he is, right there. Is that cute? That is so cute. All right, what else can we stick on here? Let me pull out. I have these little tiny, you know these? These are like little teeny tiny not stamps, they're paper punches. And let us just play with some of these. Like here's a little tiny butterfly. Let's see. Still have room on this. Let me see if I can squeak a little piece out. Oh, well, it's going to go upside down. That's all right. Here we go. Oop. Yep. Can't function this thing today. All right. Here we go. Ready? Well, it's easier if I put it down. Can you see this? Yep. Okay. There. Did they get it? Oh, I got one. All right. There it is. Don't anybody breathe. It's there. Let me ink it up a little. Very little. It's just a little teeny thing. Okay. Here we go. Little ink or ink glue. And you could be flying off like in it. All right. Good. I just, oh, nope, still on my finger. See, that's the thing. That's the thing with these things. Let's get them glued. Ugh, there, butterfly. All right, we got two down. What else we got in here? We have a star. Well, let's bring in the star. Why don't we do that? Okay, let's see how much we can get out of this one little tiny piece of paper. It's not like I don't have more book page. I do. But it's right here. You know what I mean? It's right here. Sometimes when things are right there, that's the best thing ever. Okay, so we got mom-in-law motoring around the house. Papa's upstairs yapping away in his office. Sonny is, he keeps squawking in and out of here. He's more mobile, definitely more mobile. He's cruising around. Okay, maybe I could put a star like right there. Yeah, how about that? Did you see that? I thought that was pretty cool. So, in the, it's kind of got a country sort of theme going to it. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, let's go a little further here. I'm entirely having way too much fun doing this. Oh, we have an angel. We have an angel. Okay, so we have to use that. So let's see if I got anything left in here. Okay, put it in and let's see what we get. Okay, I'm going to do it where? We're going to do it here. Okay. Well, we got half an angel. Oh, I got a whole angel. I got a whole angel. There it is. I know. Can one person get so excited over the tiniest piece of paper? It would be me. And I have a feeling it might be you too, because that maybe that's why you're here. It's the simple pleasures in life, isn't it? It really is. I mean, all the fuss and hoo-ha. I mean, you can just have fun with your scraps. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Okay, we're going to put the angel. Now the angel, he's, okay, maybe there? Okay. Get a closer look at the angel. There, whoop. Can you see him? Yeah, he's looking very cute. And I think that's kind of good. I like that. Oh, here's another star. This is a different star. Let's use this one. Hi, Marie.
Hi. What's funny?
Is he not here? All right, we have to go do a Sunny look. Hold on. Okay, Sunny has been located. He was trapped in the laundry room. Apparently somebody went in there and closed the door and Sunny was still inside. And yeah, because he's always with one of us. So if he's not around, we all freak out and run around like chickens with our heads cut off looking for the boy. He has been found and all is well. Yeah, so I think that's kind of nice. I kind of just like that. And it's obviously a very thin page. Yeah, look at that, very thin. And very fun to do. So two totally different tree designs. But you can have a lot of fun with trees in your junk journals because there's so many different ways to build a tree out of scraps. I mean, okay, we'll build one more tree just for fun. Now, I haven't seen this anywhere. This is just, I'm going completely, I don't know, what would we call this? We're going to make a little forest. Okay, let's just make a little forest out of scraps. Let's just put some like central tree things down. The center of the tree. Maybe we're just going to build a bunch on here. Let's just do that. Okay. Okay. Ready? Okay. And we're going to build like we're looking through the forest. Yes, we are looking through the forest. What do we got? We got this little paper. Maybe we're going to cut some strips off of him. Some thin ones, some thick ones, just so we have something to work with. And you can use anything for this. You can use junk mail and magazines and all sorts of fun stuff. That would be cool. I don't have any magazines, right? Why don't I have magazines? I have very old magazines. We don't have any new ones that I would just love to tear up like that. I would love to do that. Okay, maybe. Okay, let's ink them so they look more tree-like. Yeah. And you could do this with just copy paper, too. That would look really cool, actually. Very, very cool. Very neutral palette.
All right, let's glue you down there and just see what happens. I have no idea where this design is going. We're just going to freewheel it. We're going to freewheel a forest. What are you? I'm going to get you a little skinnier. Going to have some skinny trees in here, too. Okay. That's very skinny. We got lots of skinny going on today. Yeah. Not after I ate all that Canadian Halloween candy. There's no skinny going on here. But I just want you to tell you, it was worth it. Yep. It was worth it. Had to wait. You know, Canadian shipping. Wait. Finally here. Yay. It was a very weak, dark moment. Me, my itchy trigger finger, an urge for old Canadian, not old Canadian chocolate, the taste of Canadian chocolate I remember growing up and Halloween and all that. And I don't know, I must have seen a coffee crisp bar somewhere and it just triggered a memory. So if you've had Canadian chocolate, what's your favorite? Is it the coffee crisp? Is it the Aero bar? Is it Smarties? Is it, oh, this is fun. Now, what should I make? Should I make palm? I could do palm trees. Could totally do palm trees, and that's completely, you know, different, isn't it? Right? What's this? I don't know. And, maybe more of the blue. And we'll go yellowy bluish for some reason here. Okay. You know, what's your thing? Have you never had a coffee crisp bar before? You really need to try. In our Publix, our grocery store here in Florida, they have a tiny Canadian chocolate section, and you can get coffee crisps and Aero bars and Smarties and stuff like that. And they have like other sections like European chocolate and Mexican chocolate and stuff like that. So it's really kind of cool. So you can get all the yummies. You know what I mean? Okay. So if you're doing the forest idea, different witnesses, different thicknesses, and then also how you want to vary how close and far apart they are from each other. So do I have any of that stuff left? I have this little weird piece. That's a weird one. Oh, well, I'll just use it. And, Sunny must be with Marie. Okay. Yes, we're always looking over our shoulder. Where is that little guy? Now that he's mobile again, you know what I mean? It's like having a toddler, a baby that turned into a toddler, and all of a sudden they are toddling all over the place, and you got to know where they are every moment of the day. What are they up to? What are they doing? What are they into? What are they looking at? What's he chewing on? You know what I mean? We're back to that, and that feels very normal. Yeah, very normal. Okay, maybe we're going to put you closer. Yeah. Oh, a big smudge there. That's okay, though. We're going for the smudgy look. Yeah, there we go. And let's say you have no idea where to take this. You could just leave it as is. It's kind of cool. Let me just put a sentiment across or do something, you know, ingeniously weird like that. But let's say, what is this? Okay, here's this thing I was experimenting on the other day that didn't go well. We'll bring that out another day, but maybe I have a punch that I can make leaves out of. Let me look. Maybe I can do some kind of fake palm tree leaf if I borrow something. I'm ferreting. Hang on. Ferreting. Digging. Okay, that might work. What else we got? Oh, we got this. All right, that might work. Hang on. Don't give up on me. I'm right here. Okay, this might work too. This is kind of weird, but it might. Okay, so I have ideas. I have an oval. This is what I could come up with. A leaf and a butterfly. Now, to me, for some reason, I've got a funny feeling that the butterfly might look like palm leaves. Let me try this. Let me just give it a go. All right, let me give it a bunch of these things. You know what I mean? These things. You're lucky if you get one good one. All right, let's see what we got. Let's maybe punch out three. Okay. That's all fold and wrinkled, but I think that's going to work to our advantage, right? Right, Pam? It's going to work to our advantage. Get in there. You don't squeeze it until you get it in there, Pam. Okay, right. Okay. There we go. All right, so we have three butterflies now. This might not work, but it might. Okay. Or these are just going to be butterfly trees. How about that? We'll just see what this all looks like. We don't know. There may be butterfly lollipops as opposed to palm trees. I just wonder if I can get this to look like a palm tree. Or, you know, impressionistic palm trees made of butterflies. So that'd be kind of cool, right? Yeah. Yeah. I always feel like I sound like Snidely Whiplash or something. Or he has some kind of weird laugh. Like a raspy sort of laugh, you know what I mean? Snidely. Okay, how's that? What if I put him upside down? Come here. What if I put a few of them together? Will you look like a palm tree? Oop. Okay. Hey, that kind of looks like a... It kind of looks like a palm tree, you know? You know what I mean? It looks a little palm tree-like. All right, let's try that. Let's glue it down. You know what we can do? We can always take it apart. We can cover it up. We don't like it, but we're just being very, very free and non-judgmental with ourselves today. Here we go. Let's just start it here, maybe. Okay, maybe not all of these can be palm trees, but maybe this one can be. Okay, let's try this with the butterfly. Butterflies. They come in so handy in junk journal land, if you like butterflies. I'm a big butterfly lover. Okay. There. Okay, that's good. That's good. So my last butterfly is here. And we'll put you up. Yeah. There. Palm tree. That's kind of weird, but it works. Like that better? No. Like that, I think. Yes. Okay, we're going with that. All right, let's give it a go. So you can use things that you think are only, like this can only be a butterfly. Maybe not. Maybe it can be a palm tree. So you might have more supplies and or tools than you think, because if you think about how you can use them in different ways, all of a sudden you have a palm tree. All right, that's a butterflied palm tree with a blue base, but it's mine. All right, so how about these other guys? What can we do with them? What else do I have here? I have an oval, and I have a maple leaf. All right, let's pull off some maple leaves and see what we can do with that. These should be pretty easy to punch. She said gingerly before she punches. Let's just punch a bunch. Yeah, come here. Here we go. One. Let's just keep moving. Slide it along. That's the easiest way. Okay, we got six. Okay, so now these are all the same. Maybe this guy. Maybe he lost his hat. Maybe that is his hat. Is that your hat? Or are you just going to have some, like, leaves growing off your sides? Maybe that's what you could do. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, let's do that. All right, let's anchor up. I'll put you in the center so you can see this craziness that I'm doing here. This is we've just fallen into the land of really weird. And if you're comfortable with really weird, then come along for the ride. Because sometimes you just have to, you know, do things that make no sense to anybody else but you. And, are you glued down? It's very strange. And this, I think, absolutely makes no sense to anybody but me. Okay, so here we go. Let's just try this. Little leaf. Okay, maybe tilting down because they're like heavy. They're heavy leaves. They're kind of like saw palmetto leaves. Yeah. I'll just do a bunch of these. Some cover the branch a little bit. You see that? How it covers the branch a little bit? And this is actually turning out to be quite fun. Yes, I'm enjoying this now. This is like taking on a whole nother world. So this might be the tree journal, or the nature tree journal, the journal of many trees. This is really fun. Okay, now this is bordering on way too much fun. I can't believe how much fun I'm having. Yep, that's the way it's going. Okay, now what else are we gonna do? Got three on there. I think that's pretty good. What they say, things in threes with design, right? So when you don't know what to do, just stick with three and you should be good. That's like the saving grace of design. So I have three butterflies and I have three leaves. Now I've got a few extra leaves. I actually have, guess what, three left. So should I put these? Maybe I'm going to, no, I'm going to have an idea. Maybe we're going to do a cluster again like we did with the butterflies. We have individuals. I don't know. Maybe we should, I don't know. Here, let's see what we can do. Can we make like a little fan, like a saw palmetto topper out of this? Or maybe that could be a little scrub at the bottom, at the base. Got stuff on here. Okay. Here or here. Let me see what it looks like. Oh, that's kind of cool. Something. I mean, it's a little odd. You know, I give you that. I give you that. But it is, it does look foresty. You have to give me that. That's a little forest-like. It's like weird plants from another planet. It could be. Maybe over here. Try it over here. I hear you. Try it on the other one. Okay, I'm trying it over here now. Maybe that looks better, huh? Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Let's just glue them down. So this is, again, literally making something out of nothing and having a lot of fun along the way. I don't know. Stuff like this totally intrigues me. I mean, I don't know if anybody else likes this stuff, but you know, let me slide it down a little so you're not totally getting interrupted by that other thing we created. But this is fun. You know what I mean? This is fun. I mean, yeah, you can buy stuff and glue it down, and that's fun too. And sometimes that's all you got energy for in the day, and that's awesome. But sometimes you just want to just do something a little funky town. There we go. And we are all about funky town today. Mm-hmm. There we go. This is odd, isn't it, how it's floating? But maybe it's further back in the forest. So maybe I need to give you like a little, like there. There. So I grounded him. You see how I did that? I just did that, and now it's like he's sitting there. Maybe we'll give them all like little places where they start from. Okay, there we go. Now you're looking a little like you need something, and maybe you need something different so that you're different. Oh gosh, now let's see, what else do I have left? Oh, I have this. I have oval puncher. All right, well, let's see where this takes us. We'll just complete the mission. You're probably going to say, stop there. It looks fine. You don't need to put something. I know that could be like, it's like one step too far. Just need to learn to stop. And that's true. There is a point. But, you know, sometimes you just feel like goofing around. And here you are goofing. And you haven't stopped yourself. You're just carrying on, moseying along. All right. Let's just, I don't know what I'm going to do with these. Let's just see what we make. These are all kind of wrinkly. And that's kind of cool because it's picking up the ink differently. Yeah. All right, let's see. Do we want to make maybe like something like that to balance it? But then what is that? That doesn't make any sense. How about we just put that there? That? Or I got an idea. Here we go. Problem solved. We're going to do this. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to point them down. Yeah, because this one has a lower, yes, field of gravity. Okay, so do we put three? We could do three. Oh, look, that's so cool, right? Yeah, all right, let's do that. All right, so yeah, rotate the pieces, turn them in different directions, try them out in different spots, because you're going to know when you hit the happy place, you're going to know. Oh, Lord, one of those days, yep. Okay, here we go. Put two down. We know we're working with two, and two's looking good. Okay. A little bit more narrow. You got like a second. You can still move them. And then maybe the last one here. Very good. Yes. We are in Lake Flynn. And I have all my little trees happily having something on them. Okay. There we go. Yeah. There we go. So there's page number 3. Very thin, very pretty. People could still write little notes for those people who like to write little notes everywhere. But that was down hall fun. I mean, yeah, we're not talking up the hall. That was down the hall fun. Yeah. Nobody's ever heard that saying before, right? That's right, because I just made it up. So I hope you like our little foray into the forest. So let's take a look again. Here is the palm forest. And where is... They hide from me, I tell you. They do. They hide. I can't even remember the first one. What did we make? And so many makes ago. Oh, yeah. Traditional, very easy to make. You just used staggered things. And one little tip I wanted to, I didn't show you. Let me bring you down here. Come on down. It's okay. Every once in a while, do an angle cut, like maybe every other one or something like that, or every third one. And then the two top two, do a little, can't see that, a little bit of an angle cut, and that will give it more of a, I don't know, it just makes the design better. It's not quite as boxy like a birthday cake going all the way up. It gives it a little bit of more tree design, and then decorate as you see fit. And let's look at our second one. And the second, oh yeah, that was the very colorful tree. So that's a great way to do a theme in a journal if you want, like, okay, I give myself the theme of tree, and you just go and you think to yourself, how can I make different trees? So there's a million and one themes you can do with a journal. It's not always just Harry Potter or not, or, you know, this or that. But you could do tree. I can't find it. Where is it? Here, oh, here's it. Here we go. So I hope you enjoyed this. And Sunshine, would you like to say hello?
No, Mom, I'm nowhere to be found because I'm hanging out with Marie.
Why are you hanging out with Marie, Sunshine?
Because she gives me special treats, and she cuddles me, and she scratches me like where I really like it. And did I mention the treats?
Yes. It's funny how I can hear your voice and you're not even in the room. Well, anyway, that's life at our house right now. I'm so glad you guys joined us. Thanks very much for spending time with me. And I'm ever so grateful you guys spend time here, and you just totally make my days. So thank you so much. I have lots more ideas coming for you, and we will just play with our papers until our heart's content, with our dirty, inky fingers, and have a good time at it. So if anybody is new here, welcome, and I have some little things I just want to tell you about for new folks. My videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. Eastern time. My podcasts come out Tuesdays and Thursdays, the Paper Outpost podcast. It's free to listen to anywhere. And you get a free digital, nope, not with the podcast. You get have a free monthly emailed newsletter, and you get a free digital image emailed to you monthly without doing anything. You just sign up once and it comes every month to you, and you can print it out and use it at your as you wish in your art and in your crafts, and just have fun with it. And you get one every month. So the links to all this stuff is down below in the drop down description box. And so sign up for that. Also, it has a note from the bookmaker, a checklist of supplies, and what else? I have an Amazon shop. If you're looking for goofy little things that you see me use here, I try and put links to everything. I don't know if I have all of these, but this kind of stuff, or the inks and things like that, you're going to find links to all that stuff there if you're looking for it, or you want more details on that stuff. Always buy things at the place where you can find them for the least price. You may have stuff in your local town, or you may want to buy things online, whatever works best for you. Oh, I also have fundles. Oh, let me show you. Fundle? No, I'll show you next time. But anyway, fundles are collections of old papers, old ledger, old prescriptions, old tea cards, old all sorts of really cool old stuff, very cool vintage book pages. I also put in hand-dyed pages. It's a collection of 100 pieces of really cool things that you can use in your junk journals. And I also have vintage DigiKit prints in my Etsy shop, and these are collections, 5 pages each, of all sorts of different kinds of really cool images that you can use for pockets or tucks or journal cards or whatever you like in your journals. Front cover pictures, I mean, a lot of things that give you ideas to get you started. And I also have a print and mail service now, so if you don't have a printer, I will print out 10 DigiKits for you. All you do is send me the name of 10 DigiKits that I have, and then you buy the print and mail option, and you send that to me via either Etsy message or to my email at pam@thepaperoutpost.com. I will go ahead and print those out and ship those to you, and you get free priority mail shipping. Yay! Okay, so I hope everybody is having an awesome day. And make sure you go have some papery fun, because you certainly deserve it. And I can't wait to see what you guys come up with, too. And come and join our Facebook group. We're having a lot of fun over there, doing weekly and monthly challenges and just seeing what you guys are up to, making fun stuff from these videos. Thanks very much to our admin and mods for helping us keep that place happy and functioning and running. And you guys are absolutely amazing. So much appreciation. High fives to all of you. Have an awesome day. And all the links are located down below the video if you're watching on your computer. So thanks a lot, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.